Imagine walking home alone on a cold October evening when a translucent blue figure appears before you. This is exactly what happens to Vivian, whose ordinary life takes an extraordinary turn when a ghost warns her away from danger. The next day, she discovers a drunk driver crashed exactly where she would have been walking, at precisely 6:47 p.m., her usual passing time. But this supernatural encounter is just the beginning. Soon, Vivian sees ghosts everywhere, 17 on her street alone, silent blue figures following the living or wandering aimlessly through walls. When the same ghost appears in her bedroom, desperately miming a car crash, Vivian tries to warn her best friend Emily not to drive to prom. Despite her pleas, Emily insists on riding with her boyfriend Jackson. Running through pouring rain in her formal dress, Vivian arrives too late. Jackson's car has crashed into Miller's Lake. He dies, while Emily survives with minor injuries. The guilt of failing to prevent this tragedy, despite supernatural warning, haunts Vivian deeply. But she doesn't yet understand that these ghostly encounters are merely the first signs of a destiny far greater and more terrifying than she could have imagined. Betrayal follows tragedy when masked figures led by Emily kidnap Vivian, accusing her of witchcraft and murdering Jackson. They torture her, pelting her with rocks, exploiting her claustrophobia, and abandoning her bound in dark woods. After breaking her thumb to escape, Vivian encounters a ghost-like creature intent on consuming her. In this moment comes revelation. The creature responds to her emotions. When panicked, it attacks. When calm, it hesitates. Through empathy rather than fear, Vivian emits a silver light that transforms the creature into a peaceful ghost that guides her to safety. 4 years later, Vivian attends a remote East Coast college. What began as a nightmare has become a calling. She now seeks faceless spirits to free them through her gift of empathy. While exploring a tide-dependent cave, she frees a Viking spirit who guides her out just in time, saving her from becoming another trapped soul. College provides Vivian normalcy with friends Sarah, Connor, and Isaac, who adopted her months ago. Their friendship helps heal her, though she keeps her supernatural past hidden. Her peace breaks during a foggy surfing trip when blue light extends from her hand into deep water, pulling her under until Sarah rescues her. That night, Vivian has an intensely vivid dream, fighting as a guardian protecting an Atlantean temple. Unlike typical dreams, this feels completely real, with robes and braided hair matching the ghost girl who saved her years before. Her life unravels when a being named Need appears in her apartment. After teleporting them to an ancient pyramid, Need reveals the truth. Vivian is a keeper who holds the key to a powerful destroyer, beings who bring necessary catastrophe for cosmic balance. Rogue councilmember Morgana has stolen a destroyer's key and plans to plunge the realms into darkness. Vivian must find her own destroyer, awaken it, and defeat Morgana's before catastrophe strikes. Following the pull toward water, Vivian breaks into the surf shack at night and takes a board into the ocean. Blue lights guide her until they point downward. She abandons her board and dives. As water floods her lungs, she sees a large sphere of blue light containing a sleeping person. Their eyes lock before she drowns. Vivian wakes on the beach with someone performing CPR, the naked man from the sphere. At her apartment, he introduces himself as Leon, the destroyer she's bound to. He calls her Cassandra, revealing she was his lover who died when Atlantis fell 10,000 years ago. The council reincarnated her soul and gave her his key, binding them together. "You were made for me," he whispers. "It's destiny." Their complex relationship begins with an intense keeper-destroyer bond clouding Vivian's judgment. Leon's possessive nature emerges as he declares she belongs to him. Their partnership becomes a power struggle as Vivian fights for autonomy while Leon attempts to dominate her. At the council's magnificent castle, larger than Vivian's entire college campus, she's struck by its opulence and stark class divisions. The diversity astounds. Winged fairies, talking bear creatures, water-dwelling people, and a human-sized cat lady. Most disturbing are the ghost servants, including children, whom Leon dismissively calls not even people anymore. In the enormous library, Vivian overhears Need speaking with Raiden about an imbued mortal, unaware of their plans. Need insists, "Everything hinges on this. We cannot let her loose from our control." Could they mean Vivian? In the black market, Leon introduces Vivian to Magnus, who reveals, after tasting Vivian's energy, that Morgana freed her destroyer, Sin, millennia ago, contradicting Need's information. As Vivian pieces together fragments of truth, she questions everything. Is she truly a chosen keeper or merely a pawn? Was her ability to see ghosts random or designed? Most strugglingly, is her bond with Leon destiny or artificially created to serve the council? The power dynamics between Vivian and Leon peak when he reveals his plan to return to the mortal realm to lure Morgana and her destroyer. He needs Vivian to unlock his collar to access his full powers. When she worries about innocent lives, Leon coldly suggests sacrificing a sliver of humanity is worth saving all realms, revealing their fundamental difference in values. To him, mortals are expendable. As Vivian refuses, Leon manipulates her through their physical connection, igniting desire while demanding submission. "I lead, Vivian," he declares. "I lead and you follow. I protect you and you obey me." In a moment of clarity, something within her rebels. She screams no, and unexpected energy bursts from her, throwing Leon across the room. Enraged, he demands to know what she's hiding. "Keepers are not meant to hold any kind of power. What the fuck are you?" When Vivian insists she doesn't know, Leon traces a burning pattern on her neck, sealing off her power, and abandons her, despite knowing the bond will cause her pain. As Vivian floats in the ocean, a large hand clamps over her mouth. "Sorry, mortal, this won't feel very good," says a deep voice, before she's wrenched away. Sin, Morgana's destroyer, examines the unconscious woman, surprised by her small frame, nothing like the warrior from Atlantis. He notes her cuts, embedded wood, and neck bruises. For 4 years, they've monitored Vivian, waiting for her reunion with Leon to fulfill a prophecy. Their plans changed when they learned Leon might harm her. Despite viewing her as a council puppet, Sin is intrigued that she fought back and didn't release Leon's collar. Entering Morgana's castle, he wonders if this kitten might have claws. Vivian now rests with supposed enemies who may have rescued her from abuse. Are Morgana and Sin truly villains, or another side of a complex conflict? What is Vivian's true role, and what powers might she possess? Despite manipulations, something within her refuses control, suggesting the true power may lie with a young woman who defies imposed limitations.